show me your part.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre Catskill Hudson, and on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org. I am your host, DJ Cola, and I will be right back after the news, weather, and a song.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that Claremont officials are discussing a draft comprehensive plan focusing on agriculture, growth and development, recreation, and economic development. Mary T. Howard, vice chair of the Town of Claremont Planning Board, said, and I quote, "We want the comprehensive plan to address the community's long-range vision for the town's growth and development. The main thing to remember is that the comprehensive plan takes the citizens' goals for the town and what they envision the town to be in 15 to 20 or even 50 years. It's designed to shape the local ordinances to help us meet that vision," end quote. Agriculture takes center stage in Claremont's plan. Local citizens can speak with committee members about the proposed comprehensive plan from noon to 5 p.m. on August 19th at Claremont Firehouse No. 2 on Firehouse Road. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Lana Bellamy reports in the Times Union that New York's Department of Environmental Conservation says a Wappinger Falls park can reopen after it was temporarily closed amid reports an environmental test for lead in nearby telecommunications cables could pose public health risk. Governor Kathy Hochul's office said tests showed, and I quote, "no evidence of elevated or widespread lead contamination in the area sampled," end quote, and that lead levels in the Dutchess County Park met state and federal safety standards for children's play areas. DEC Commissioner Basil Sago said, and I quote, "DEC continues to work closely with the Departments of Health and Public Service and local partners to fully assess potential risks from lead cables and take necessary actions to protect communities and the environment," end quote. Representative Pat Ryan has been demanding congressional hearings and saying the telecommunications companies should be removing wires with lead after the initial Wall Street Journal report. But tests showed none of the areas, and I quote, "potentially influenced by lead in the telecommunications cables," end quote, showed results that differed markedly from background area readings. Temple Park was temporarily closed out of, and I quote, "an abundance of cautions," end quote, after the initial report, but is now reopened. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Kate Lisa reports for New York State of Politics that for weeks, Governor Kathy Hochul has been asking for one thing from federal officials about the influx of migrants in New York. Hochul wants the federal government to change or waive rules that don't let the migrants work right away when they enter the United States. At Albany's airport on August 10th, Hochul said, and I quote, "I cannot tell you how many times I've requested that we get a change in work authorization, more parolees or temporary protective status," end quote. Officials say more migrants are expected in New York, although how many is unknown or when. Hochul wants additional shelters and those expected work permits to reduce the cost of housing those newcomers. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, August 11th. Local early morning temperatures range from 54 degrees in Tannersville to 62 in Stephentown. Yes, today they actually have top position. Regional average soil temperature is 79 degrees. Pollen levels for today will be medium high and smoke levels have dropped. Currently, we are in the clear and areas to the north and south are seeing about 1 microgram of soot per cubic meter. And that sets us up for a wonderful day. A high of 79 happens at 1 p.m., then lingers most of the afternoon. Dew points in the upper 50s should make it pretty comfortable. Open up those windows after dark and let that cool air in. We drop to 57 degrees by dawn on Saturday. And then close those windows by 10 a.m. because it gets warm and humid, hitting 83 at 1 p.m., ushering in a rainy afternoon with potentials for thunder. That precipitation falls all night and we see a low of 65. Sunday hits 82 with chances for isolated rain all day. Monday so far looks dry with a high of 79. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 6:39 a.m., high tide at 12:13 p.m., and low tide once again at 6:34 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 74 degrees and the tide strength will be low. Sunset today will be at 7:50 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:55 a.m. Looking way up, we see peak Perseids occur this weekend. The best times to watch that meteor shower are between midnight and sunrise on Sunday. The source will be the Perseus constellation, which will be to the north. Word ahead, any place away from city lights is a good idea, and if you're able to, the further south you go, the more of the sky is expected to open up. X-class flare chances have fallen to 1%. Plasma winds will be average at 455 kilometers per second with a thin density of 1 proton per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. There are no chances of aurora tonight. The current sunspot number is 83. And this has been the better weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
And right, yo. I was counting up in him on a private flight. Yo, all this chrome on my body like a medieval knight. I was sack on that purple sprite. Yeah, all my beneficial, even toted a pistol. Yeah, even blow like a whistle. Yeah. Lie to officials. Yeah. I drip it down in crystals if I know you're real. Nah. How you geeking out your body off a pink. I caught your line, Tammy, and I with your steel. There's so many properties I bought, I'm king of the hill. Need to learn his place before we put him in it. Yeah. Stepping and swinging, I'm running. I might run for Senate. Huh. I got a bitch up in the kitchen when I'm cutters. Yeah. Been my doggy out that cell, straight up out the gutter. Sweet. Been them every since position needed feeling. And I fear I didn't see her. It was just me and Dylan. See, it was just me and Justin. Gripping her hair while she taught me might give her concussions. Yeah. I don't like discussions. I'm too rich for fussing. Yeah. Look her dead in her eyes and how that bussing. Yeah. I ain't never cuffing. Yeah. In my corner, baby doggy psyched out still. Yeah. Yeah, baby daddy broke, no need for him to ride her wheel. Yeah. I put paint on my nails and still. Yeah. It's so money in my bank that I'm spinning steel. Yeah. Lifestyle get twisted. I've been living shady. Yeah. I've been beating up that sack like I'm Devin Haney. A rock friend, I'ma step solo. Facts. I try anything once the lifestyle yellow. I don't wanna be posted on the blogs. I don't wanna answer calls. I did for my dogs. I just beat up the mall. I just beat up my wrist. I was ducking IRS. I was taking that risk. I was taking that. I was flying air Drake, so I was taking that switch. Yeah, they gave me hands at 18. Ain't know what to do. Sack up at a jeweler. I was going stupid. Fell in love with a teller. I don't know cues. Gotta tell my stepper no, cause he'll really do it. Anywhere, everywhere, he don't give a. And did the club, reload the clip, we call it sleight of hand. Yeah. My memory bass off, baby, I don't cam. Go take a cold, I copped, RIP a couple lambs. Yeah. That boy is not a king, penny sold a couple grams. He ain't no gangster, grew up better than Adonis Graham. Sus.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org. I am your host, DJ Cola, and I am joined with...
DJ Shaw Money Man.
And today, we're doing a little bit of a rap radar. We might pull up the, Shuffle Showdown. Shuffle Showdown, I remembered it this time. Show? We might. Who knows? We'll see. But we got a lot of songs, and that's going to be our main focus. Is there anything you want to say to the audience before we get into it?
Missed y'all. Love Fridays. Good day. Started off a little rocky. It's pretty chill now. Honestly, there's just been a good song lineup. There's a whole bunch of songs. Pretty motivated. Not as tired as usual. Not as mentally tired as usual. Not as physically tired as usual. It's just good vibes. What about you?
I'm doing great. You know, today is always the best day for a few reasons. You know, one, I'm just going to keep it 100. We get paid. Number two, it's, you know, radio. And radio is always so great because I love talking to the audience. I just love how there's people willing to listen. And if you want to talk back, you know, you can hit us up at Our Town, Our Truth. And you spell the R like O-U-R because it's just as much as your show as it is ours. You know, we just want to give back to the community. So with that being said, would you like to go into the first song?
First song. One, two.
Or three.
Three.
Three? I always pick the biggest number.
All right.
Here we go.
So I'm going to fade that out if you don't mind me doing. And I'm going to put us on mute. And let you guys chill.
Let me go.
baby, no calling me. It's my fault, made you fall for me. So to save you, I give my all. Just to save you, I give all of me. I can hear you screaming, no calling me. It's my fault, made you fall for me. So to save you, I give my all.
You fell for me, I count on you when times are tough. You, I never have enough. When I ran into you, I didn't plan on falling in love. Always there to wipe your tears, I hate to see you cry. If you tell me to jump, I ask you how high. I know sometimes it'd be hard for me to tell the truth, but I go through any obstacle to get to you. I'm not materialistic, but I got a thing for you. Treat the world like my guitar, I'm pulling strings for you.
Just to save you, I give all of me. I can hear you screaming, no calling me. It's my fault, made you fall for me. So to save you, I give my all. Just to save you, I give all of me. I can hear you screaming, no calling me. It's my fault, made you fall for me. So to save you, I give my all.
Let me be your hero.
You held me down, I'm stuck at the bottom.
Can't stand me.
I am the one that busts down your rose gold. How your diamonds dancing? I picked you up in that Bentley Mustang when them sirens was glaring. I gave you this number, it's nobody else that got it. You can call me. The way I let you come into my life and take my heart away, it's like a robbery. Every time you look up on the charts, now you see me. I hope you're proud of me. I got you bust down, Paddock Fleece. Ain't no way you going back to Cardi's.
And I splurge on her, she like Saint Laurent. Me see me out in public, hardly okay with my mask on solo. I don't speak to nobody, I'm sorry. Can I save you if you can't save yourself? Hold on, let me catch my breath. You're there on the last one left.
Just to save you, I give all of me.
Yeah,
I can hear you screaming, no calling me. It's my fault, made you fall for me. So to save you, I give my all. Just to save you, I give all of me. I can hear you screaming, no calling me.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and on our website, wavefarm.org. I'm your host today, DJ Cola, and I am joined with...
DJ. Oh, wrong one. No. Start it. Do it again.
The whole thing?
Nope. Just last part. Introduction. Do it again.
And I am your host, DJ Cola, and I am joined with...
DJ Shaw Money.
And today, we're doing a little bit of a rap radar. That song was just...
Calling Me, I think it was called. I'm pretty sure it was Calling Me. I know it was from Spider-Man. I picked that song just because it's chill vibes.
Oh yeah, for sure. Today is a chill day, you know? You know, there's always a difference between tired and sleepy. And I'm more on the sleepy side, and really? I'm going to explain myself a bit. Because in my mind, when I picture sleepy, I picture you laying in bed, cozy with blankets. You got a pillow, and the fan is on you. That's like sleepy, you're drifting to sleep. And when I picture tired, I think you just stayed up studying all night for a test. You just cram studied off of like either 4-hour energy, you know, maybe Monster, maybe some coffee. And you're just struggling to stay awake in school.
My question to you is...
And that's, like, tired.
My question to you is, when did you go to sleep?
I don't know, but I know I woke up super early. I woke up around, like, 5, 4, and couldn't go back to bed.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I went to... Let's see, I'm trying to think. Because I was up before my alarm went off.
my alarm is early. like I was up before my light came on too, because like I have no windows in my room.
Yeah.
And like my light is on an alarm. So my alarm and my light turned on at the same time. Since my room was so dark.
Right.
I was up until like 6 in the morning.
Oh.
My alarm was
like, what time did you go to bed?
6 in the morning.
Oh. So you didn't wake up?
No. No, yeah. I mean, well, wait, like, let me think. Because, like, I was up when my alarm went off. Like, I was already up before that. So, right. I'd probably say, like, 6:30.
Okay, I feel
and,
you.
And then I zoned out and it was gone.
I felt you. You know, naps are some of the best things.
Oh my god.
Not when that's the only thing you're functioning off of, and I'm sorry to hear that, but on the side, you had a nap.
So, like, speaking of naps, if we're being honest, I don't know what made me do this, but, like, I took a nap, right, for, like, a minute, like, a couple minutes, and, so the nap was, like, I'm sorry, I'm hearing this instrumental, and I'm vibing.
I know, I'm thinking of the song.
So, like, when I went to sleep, I I didn't even go to sleep. I took a nap. And mind you, I don't take naps.
Like, naps always hit different than
like,
sleep, though.
I just don't take naps. And, like, I was surprised because I thought I slept.
Naps hit you different. You're like, you sleep, and then you're like, I fell asleep?
Right.
And that's the first reaction you
have. I don't even know
when did that fade out of consciousness.
I don't even know.
Exactly. See, I'm saying that's your first reaction. When did that fade out of consciousness? And that's what you're saying. That's so funny.
I woke up at like 11:38, like exactly on the dot. And I was like, I thought it was like in the morning. Like, I thought it was like 11:38
a.m.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, wait. You mean p.m. or a.m.?
A.m.
Okay, so before noon.
So
mine burned.
I thought it was morning, but then I realized my light isn't on. So then I got up to the bathroom, and my mom was still up. So that's how I knew it was a morning. That I like looked into my door, because usually I can see like the light from like windows outside, like in my hallway and stuff. And I didn't see any light. So I'm like, what the heck is going on? I'm confused. And then I'm like, oh. I took a nap, and I'm like, wait, what? Wait, what? I took a nap. And it was like, it was trippy.
You know, naps are always trippy in the best way. Have you ever napped in school? Because that is always like you're literally a portal to a different world. I'd be thinking I'm waking up with some isekai ability or something.
Bro, you know how many times I don't like. Went to sleep.
Or I will literally dream the entire day of school.
Yes, bro. I was just about to say that. You know how many times I don't went to sleep in school thinking I was, like, doing work still?
Oh,
and then, like, and then I find out, like, yo, bro, you were sleeping. And, like, for it to, like, feel mad real and, like, just messed up.
You don't even
up.
Get the relief of the sleep.
Like,
that's a nightmare. That's not a dream.
Like, bro, thinking, like, you did mad work. Like, I don't have so many dreams at school where I'm like, oh, yeah, I was doing mad work. I got all my stuff done, this and a third, just to find out, nah, bro, you were asleep. Like, you ain't do nothing. You fell asleep the second lesson in.
Second, no, but that's the problem, though. School starts so early is because you're just going to fall asleep to begin with.
Like, bro, it hits, like, midday, and it's over.
Midday, oh, because like that's, yeah, no, because that's when the sun is shining the hardest on you. Is it me, or is, like, when, like, sunlight is on you, it just puts you into nap mode? You're soaking in sunlight?
Yeah. Well, no. Nah, it kind of wake me up just because, I sleep in the cold.
Right.
Like, I'll sleep, like, with ACs, and, like...
I usually sleep with a fan, but something
really?
About the sun is just, like, sitting next to a campfire.
Oh.
So it's just like that heat radiating. Only like on a nice hot day. Like
yeah, that makes sense. That makes way more sense than I would have thought.
So, with that being said, you want to head into some of the songs from
so,
Red Radar?
So there's two. I feel like there's two things we could go. Even as of right now, my lovely audience that you guys are listening, as of right now, it is 6:27. we could go even. I could play a song and cut it off at 6:30 and go on to 6:30 news. Or we could wait. We could talk. We could really just like talk a little bit and ask what our people think. Like, honestly, Jonathan, how's your day going? Honestly, Michael.
John, listen, if you're listening, John, and your name is John, and you might be thinking, he's talking to a different person. No, if your name is John, period, we're talking to you,
John.
So you have to email us at ourtown@gmail.com, R spelled as in O-U-R, because it's just as much as your show as it is ours.
For real.
And, you know, you have to let us know how we made you feel when we called you out, John.
Word.
Stop
too,
lacking.
Michael.
Unless you're driving. Focus on the road. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to distract you.
You know, focus close, then focus far. But like, honestly, like, what's your favorite color? How was your mood? What's your chakra? Like,
yeah. If you can control any element. This is a question we ask a lot. And sometimes you can even change your answer, but like, if you can control any element, what could it be? We could let you think about it as we play you in to the news update.
As of right now, what would yours be?
Oh, right now? Earth.
Earth right now?
Earth. I can just live off the land like that, you know? If I get tired, I can make myself a hammock with, like, leaves.
I want ice.
I could eat, too.
I want ice and the ability to not be cold from it.
Right? Pick water, then you get ice, too.
Right.
And you get gas.
Oh, word. But as of right now, we are going into the 6:30 news update, and we'll be back, you know. See you then.
From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE news update. The Times Union reports that while many are enjoying New York State parks this month, others can't because the state has many inaccessible entrances and restrooms, obstacles on trails and paths, and limited parking for people with disabilities, according to an audit by the state comptroller's office. The report found that 62% of amenities in state parks need to be improved to enhance accessibility. Comptroller Thomas P. DiNapoli said in a statement, and I quote, New York State strives to promote inclusivity and broad access to all resources it has to offer, and this includes our state parks and historic sites. The Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation recognizes the importance of improving accessibility to the New York park system, but must do a better job incorporating this goal into the process for maintaining and operating its sites, and improve its communications with and responsiveness to the public, end quote. The audit also did not find required grievance procedures for when attendees find the park do not provide accessibility. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that state officials are spending $100 million on renovations at the Albany International Airport, and they are expected to be completed by early 2025. That includes expansion of the main terminal and room to make security lines move faster. Governor Kathy Hochul at the airport on August 10th said, and I quote, it will be transformational, end quote. Albany Airport CEO Philip Calderon said, and I quote, it's going to give us a modern airport with modern technology, end quote. The airport is also getting solar energy panels, additional space for concessions, new air conditioning, heating, and ventilation systems, conference areas, and a children's play zone. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Heather Bellow reports in the Berkshire Eagle that the Great Barrington Select Board will vote on taxing all home and commercial real estate sales over $1 million more than other homes. The proposal will add 1%, and I quote, real estate transfer fee, end quote, for sales over $1 million in Great Barrington. But Select Board member Vice Chair Lee Davis said it would be years away. First, the board needs to hold public hearings on the issue. Then the board would vote to bring the issue to town voters next May. Davis said Great Barrington needs the money to help with the affordable housing crisis locally. Davis said, and I quote, "The displacement of longtime locals and our workforce continues. If this isn't a call to action, I don't know what is," end quote. A Washington Post analysis showed that last year, 45% of homes bought in Great Barrington, Ergamont, and New Marlboro were paid for with cash. If everyone locally approves the proposal, the Massachusetts governor would also have to sign off on the measure. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Come to be created. I'm infatuated, and every second that I spend with her, I'm fascinated. She's got the movie star face, Oscar nominated. I pray to God this is not a dream. I pray to, yeah. On top of that, she's top my list in every category ever. Walks around with majesty, no one can ever do it better. Beauty magical, no pen and teller. I try to tell her, but when I do, she says whatever. But I won't let her. I'll go on and on and on until she understands her worth. And if she marries me, I'll even let her get the first dibs on her. Kids, yeah, and what their names will be. I want a boy named Oliver, but if she wants an Anthony, then Anthony's fine. I've no complaints at all. I'll play ball with Anthony till all his energy is gone, and we can tuck him in together, pull the covers nice and tight, check for monsters in the closet, flicking on and off the lights. But that's the future. I really want to focus on the present. It's a present to be present with a presence and the essence. Did I mention, yes, the essence of her warmth. It's like a melody. I'm humming up in heaven with the angels. It's so heavenly.
I'm infatuated, and every second that I spend with her, I'm fascinated. She's got the movie star face, Oscar nominated. How did someone like this come to be created?
I'm infatuated, and every second that I spend with her, I'm fascinated. She's got the movie star face, Oscar nominated. I pray to God this is not a dream. I pray to, yeah.
Wait, this is different. The grass is always greener on the other side, but she maintains her grass well. It's green every single time. I'm searching for a flaw, but I can't find it. Searched a couple times. Her colors are so vibrant, they can't help but go outside the lines. And I'm not being hyperbolic. The thoughts of her inside my brain are endless. I can't stop it. In fact, I'm burning in my chest. You lit a flame under my heart, and now there's smoke with every breath. Now I'm exhausted. I'm sick of acting like you're just another girl. My closet's full of bones, but hers is stocked with shining diamond pearls. She's perfect and she's worth it. I don't have a single doubt. Just view the way she flicks her hair, the sound she's making when she chews, the way she laughs when she is nervous, how she jumps when she's excited. Every move she makes is quick and every kiss is expedited. I can really see a future. Forget about the past. I pull the ring out of my pocket and I'm searching for a yes. Is it a yes? She stands there shocked. Is she impressed? Am I well dressed? Am I infested with distress? I check my breath. Is there an arrow in my chest? And I will die. I hope to God that she replies. But then I see her start to cry. She nods her head and now she's mine. And then my alarm goes off.
Oh my God, that's sick.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. And on the Waveform website, waveform.org.
Wow.
So the ending in that song was just such a plot twist. Wow. That's why I played it. And we're talking about dreams, you know? We're talking about taking naps. Those be the storylines of my dreams, so fit the theme perfectly.
Yo, what? Yeah, it's just I don't know how I feel about that one.
And then my alarm goes off.
Bro, what? Then my
instrumentalist, because this is fire.
Look, it's like from Kanye West, like bittersweet.
It reminds me of Animal Crossing.
Was it? I mean,
I could literally picture this playing during an Animal Crossing game.
I mean, the cover is for, well, if you look at the cover, it looks like Animal Crossing.
It do.
So, like,
did bro play Animal Crossing and be like, yeah, I'm gonna write an album off this?
Did Kanye play Animal Crossing? That is a good question.
Did Ye play
Animal
the game?
Crossing? I genuinely don't. I couldn't tell you. Maybe he could.
That'd be funny.
What, Ye playing Animal Crossing?
Just because it's so peaceful.
Really?
I can't imagine him in such a calm, relaxed state. He's always so energetic.
Bro, nah, I feel like Kanye's pretty chill. To a certain extent.
I mean, when he's performing, but I guess everybody's energetic when they're performing.
You're right.
I'm just picturing him just being like, not high strung, but just like narrating everything what he's doing with just the Kanye.
What's that one dog? Like, she's like a librarian or something?
You know, like, I just imagine being like, I need to get more fish. I can't do it in his voice.
Just like, I need to get more fish.
I can't do Kanye's voice.
I can't
like
either.
Him intensely, like, ranting about Animal Crossing. Like an AI. Like one of the
like
AI clips.
Like an AI, bro. That's crazy.
No, not like him himself. Not like him himself. Like one of those AI clips.
Oh, yeah, like the AI games. Generated.
Yeah, like of the presidents playing Animal Crossing. I'm picturing that with Kanye. Just him, like, reacting to Animal Crossing, saying some out-of-pocket stuff.
I could see that, definitely. I could definitely see that one.
Like, that's something I would watch. Now I want him to stream Animal Crossing.
Kanye becoming a
streamer?
That
could be his redemption arc.
Kanye being a streamer?
Kanye, if you become a streamer and donate your money from the stream to charity, that could be your redemption arc.
Oh my goodness. Kanye. Only Kanye, man. But, like, you know, how the other one was, like, talking about, like, what is it? Him asking, like, him asking her to marry him?
Yeah.
The next song that we about to play, it, like, it's like a wedding type of beat. So, like, not beat, but, like, mood.
Right.
So, like, you know, never mind. I'm just play it and let y'all, like, do what y'all want to do. You feel me? 1, 3, 2, 1, you feel me?
I done gave my all to you, fell in the deep end. You done came into my life while I was sinking. I've been on that type of time with demons. All the time I was outside, I was creeping. It was love at first sight, girl, when you walked in. Couldn't look deep in your eyes, cause I get locked in. You was hurting deep inside and you was broken. But I was on the other side and didn't notice. Oh. I won't waste my time when it comes to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Put my pride aside, nah. Girl, I won't waste no time. I won't waste no time when it comes to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Pulling up fast for you. 2, 2, 3 bus rounds for you. All eyes on me, got me feeling like pop, but I do it all for you. Don't get caught up in them lies before you know the truth. I be down to risk it all if you ask me to. Ain't playing with your heart, cause that's too much to lose. You putting up a wall, but you ain't bulletproof. I done got it out the mud and got nothing to prove. Tryna open up your mind and see a clearer view.
All the times I made you wait for me, no. But I was on the other side and didn't notice.
I won't waste no time.
I won't waste my time when it comes to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Put my pride aside, give it all. Girl,
I won't waste no time.
I won't waste no time when it comes to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Put my pride aside.
I won't waste no time
when it comes to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Oh, oh,
I won't waste no time.
I won't waste no time when it comes to you. Put my pride aside when it comes to you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, April Catskill, Hudson, and at the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org. I am your host, DJ Cola, and today I'm joined with
DJ Shop Money.
And today, we're just doing a little bit of a rap radar. We're going through a bunch of music, and right now, I feel like I'm in a classical orchestra, and I'm digging it.
You want to know something I realized that I just did without, like, purposely meaning to? That last song and this instrumental were so, like...
Insynced.
So insynced that I didn't realize that the other one was, like...
playing at first?
Because I had it so low.
Your introductions have been fire.
Right? W Show so far. Well, W Show in general. What are some...
Not completely.
If you, like, went to sleep, right? What's, like, the first thing you're bringing with you to your dream world? Let's say, like, you go to a dream world, but you wake up, right? What's one thing you're bringing with you to the dream world?
Oh, so this is, like... okay.
Like, if you fell asleep, what's one thing you're bringing?
My knowledge.
Your knowledge.
Because in a dream, you lack awareness. You don't know what you're if you're in a dream. But if you know you're in a dream, when you're in a dream, you can do anything.
I mean, yeah, you're right. But, like, yeah, you're right. Like, but, like, at the end of the day, it's still your dream. But you can only bring one thing. And I honestly, I don't want to know what's a dream. I want it to feel as real to me as possible. So, but if I could bring one thing, I would want to change it to a, like, mythical tape, magical isekai tape. Dream and be the main character.
That wouldn't be that bad, like, to go into a dream with a credit card with whatever.
My goodness.
What? That sounds fun.
That sounds fire. Not why.
Just going to a Walmart or buying out the store.
You know,
for
most
no reason.
Isekais have their like item. Main character with like a with a phone like from their world, like usually like from Japan or something. And I find that really, really, really cool.
So that would be your item? You would bring your phone in?
Yes.
That's something I was thinking about bringing.
I would bring my phone with knowledge from this world.
I would...
like, with service.
Right.
With service.
I would bring a dream control device.
A dream...
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, almost... like, you can create the world around you. Like, you know, when... Minecraft creative mode. Like, an item that allowed me to do that.
Yeah. Oh, so, like, basically, like... it gives you, like, creative mode.
Yeah. And I don't have to use it. But I can if I just want to change up the setting. And then I can switch back. Like, slash game mode creative, slash game mode survival.
That's on fire. That's on fire. Like, oh my god, I have the power to be a god.
Pretty much. Or I would bring... I got my item.
Mind you, everything feels real to you.
I got my item.
What is your item?
Rick and Morty portal gun. That's a good one.
That's fire. I wouldn't mind that. I would...
Because then you could go to a literal isekai dimension.
Nah, worry. But mind you...
Because Morty done that, but what's it called? The only reason they don't... show it in the show so much is because Rick just thinks those dimensions are boring. Like, he spent all of his young days
He thinks they suck. But, like, what? Like,
but we could.
Also, you wake up at 12
a.m.
It can be 12 a.m. It can be 12 p.m. It can be 12 somewhere else. It's always gonna be 12.
Right.
It doesn't matter what time zone. But it's always random. Like, for you, where you live, it can be 12. But it could be it would be 12 somewhere else. So,
right, so it's pretty much just random.
Yeah.
So like your normal sleep. Except you just can't set an alarm. Got you.
Yeah.
So. Oh, wait. I just remember where
what?
I know where this is from.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
You're
realizing
this now? I've been playing this for a
I love this.
Minute,
instrumental.
You know, it's really
bro,
chill.
Bro, one time I was listening to this on Spotify because it was relaxing and I'm falling asleep to it. And then I wake up, and you know how, like, Spotify rap stuff?
Yeah.
It was my number one song on that because of it, because I listened to it, like, over and over again.
You hear?
On repeat. And it was just the instrumental to this. But it is a fire instrumental. So, I have a great question. If you could have a pet of two animals, like a hybrid, like, you know how, for example, a horse and a donkey, they have the badoinky doinks.
I know what I want already.
And it's a mule.
I already know what I want.
What? And you have to name it too.
I want something between a red panda and a dog.
Okay, that's fire.
But it has to be like a medium-sized dog, like the size of like what's it called, a pug.
A dog is definitely a good option, just because the loyalness and just the companionship. So you can pretty much mix that with any animal and the affection. So dog might be my pick as well. Like a dog and an eagle. That'd be cool to have like a flying dog.
I feel like it would be very violent just because they're both hunters.
Alright, what about a dog and a parrot?
Okay, you would have a talking dog that would mimic you with words.
Yo, a talking dog. Dog and a parrot. A dog and a parrot. Dog. You had me a talking dog. I didn't even think about
it. A talking dog, you know?
But you would have a talking dog.
Yeah, technically.
Your dog could say basic English words because, what's it called? You know, parrots are smarter than toddlers?
No.
That's scary, right? Like, they're smarter than 3-year-olds.
Oh, my goodness. Smarter than 3-year-olds?
Yeah, they're like as smart as 4-year-olds or something. I could look it up real quick.
Shit, look that up.
But if you could combine that with a dog, two already smart things, it might even be as smart as a human at that point. Like, if
that's my roommate.
If you're doing fusion potential.
If we're going through that route, yeah, that's
parrot. That's really my best friend.
Let's see. We could do a couple things. We could go through another song, or I'll play this in the background.
Oh, wow. So. We can definitely have this in the background because it's a perfect ride. But
right.
A new study from Harvard.
From Harvard. All right.
Shows that the African gray parrot can perform same cognitive tasks at levels beyond that of a 5-year-old human.
All right.
So you can literally have like a talking dog.
Yeah. But
that's my pick. That's my pick.
You're not smarter than me, though. As long as you're not smarter than me, it's fine.
Exactly. It's just going to be a little dog and be like, I want food.
All right.
He's like, I want to walk. And he'd be like, you're my best friend. Think of how much love it would give you.
Quiet out, me.
Whenever you're sad, it would literally go and cheer you up, though.
Be like, what's wrong?
And you wouldn't even feel sad about telling it because you know it just wants to cheer you up. And a parrot.
It's a dog.
And a parrot.
But would it look like a dog or would it just have like the capabilities of like a parrot?
I'm thinking it would look like a dog.
But have the brain of a parrot. Or like something like a parrot.
It would look like a dog. Kind of. Would have a beak and wings.
I feel like that would look nasty.
Yeah.
I feel like that would look nasty, bro.
But like,
dog with wings?
I would also want it to be the color of a parrot as a dog.
So you would want it to, like, would you want it to have, like, the fur of a parrot?
Sure, that sounds cool.
I would rather have a fur of a dog.
Either
a parrot.
Or. Parrot fur is soft. Parrots
right,
are
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Two good house pets, too. Bro, you could literally train it to, like, just be your best friend.
And you know how loyal dogs
make
are?
It pay rent.
Oh, my God. Make it pay rent.
Capitalists.
Bro, I'm gonna need you to stand on the corner of 5th and 3rd.
And sit
there and look cute and get money, you feel me?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Bam. We're gonna be business partners. All right, father. All right,
it would
Dad.
Know when it does like, wrong, too. So you it wouldn't be, like, it would be easy to train.
That would suck because then it knows like when it does wrong. Oh, a dog knows when it does wrong too.
And
right?
So does a parrot.
So
like if they make a mess, it would be like, I'm sorry, I will do better. And it's like, aw, that's all
yeah,
I could ask
like,
for.
Clean
apology,
up, yeah,
thank
like clean
you.
Up your mess, bro. Like, for real. I kinda can. I don't and then like
Or
like, wait, do you think it would go through like puberty like when dogs go and it's like I can't, I don't have opposable thumbs, you moron.
Yeah.
Because you're like, you know, like when dogs
if it was
have
a chihuahua, like, that's what it would say.
Cause like you know like when dogs like go through puberty and how like they get like aggressive,
mm-hmm.
would it just be like a kid going through puberty and being like snippy.
Like, you could always get a girl
like,
parrot
like,
doggy.
Like I.
Oh wait, we'd have to name it.
Like I can't do this, you moron. Are you stupid? Do you not realize I don't have opposable like just talking junk about you? Like,
I got the name for it.
What?
Parrot canine.
Ooh, parrot canine. All right. Well, as of right now.
Yeah. If you look at the clock. It's 6:57, and if your name is Jeremy, pay attention right now.
Jeremy, and what was the other name? I'm gonna call you. Wait, what did you say?
Don't remember.
I think you said Jeremy. So I'm
that was mine.
I'm gonna say Terrence.
Terrence the Angry Bird, if you're listening to this, my friend, the big red one, you're my favorite to use in the games. Yeah, I have you the max level.
Terrence, bro.
No, but if you're listening, audience, right now, you're listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org. And I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I'm joined with...
your sound engineer, DJ Sean Money, and
you're looking at the clock. You're looking at your watches. You might be making some nice pizza bites. And if you do, I hope you're looking at your microwave time. And if you're driving, look at the road. That's the exception. That's the one exception.
Look close, but it's 6:58.
So
We're going to play you out to... let's see. We're going to play you out to the song. And have a good night. Yeah, have a good night.
Little fish, big pond, big splash, yeah. Big bag. Okay. Little fish, big pond, big splash, big bag. Look like a little fish in a big pond, make the big splash, got the big bag. Look like the little fish in the big pond, made the big splash, and got the big bag. Oh, my, look how things have changed. They know I'm the one. Daddy taught me how to flip my wrist. I'm my father's son. Think I'm pistol packing, how that ratchet on me like a gun. They should put the basket in the casket after I am done. Please don't think it's sweet when I speak. I am not to play with all these folk I meet. No, I keep it brief to dodge the cases. Most days out the week, I pack heat that'll leave your faces out the mud. I had to use my cleats to see where I could take it. Oh, and I took it to the tip. And know the ones that didn't pick me miss me when they go against me. Word that Clayton Bisbee, they probably hate everything within me. But I'm still gonna leave them pissy and let it fly like a frisbee. I'm the little fish in the big pond. Made the big splash, got the big bag. Look like the little fish in the big pond.